Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak on Maseches Gittin, parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis. So we just spoke about how a get has to be Lishma. So which parts of the get have to be written Lishma? Hakosev Tofse Gittin, the person who writes the Tofes of a get. Tofes of a get is as opposed to the Toref. The Toref is the details. The guy's name, the girl's name, when they're getting divorced. The Tofes is the legalese of the get, the actual language of the get. So someone writes Tov Segit, he writes get forms with a basic text that you expect to have in a get, so that it'll be ready that when someone comes to order a get, he'll just have to fill in the details. So when you're doing that, like they sell ksubas that way, where the ksuba is mostly written, and you just have to fill in the dates and the names. So what you need to leave out by a get when you're writing the Tov Segit is you need to leave out the place of where you're going to write the man's name, the woman's name, the place where the get is happening, and the date where the get is happening. And even if he knows of a specific couple that is having shalom bayis problems, you cannot, in anticipation, write a get before you're instructed to do so for them. Shtari milva, if there's a shtar halva'a, meaning someone's lending money and borrowing money and they want to write a shtar, so tzark shinech, makom amav, makom alav, makom amoz, makom azman. You also, if you have not yet been instructed to write a shtar for this loan, you need to leave out the name of the lender and the borrower and the amount of money and the location. Shtari mekach. And the date. Shtari mekach, if it's a shtar for mekach memkra, for purchasing something, so tzarech sheniach makom alokeach, makom hamocher, makom hamaos, or makom hasada, makom hazman. So you need to leave out, again, if you're just making a generic form, you need to leave out the name of the buyer, the name of the seller, the amount of money, the identity of the field, and the date that the shtar is happening on. However, the chachamim did not ask for writing the tofes of the get in advance. It's just writing the toref that's a problem. Mepnei ha-takana, they allowed writing tofse gitin as a takana, meaning they wanted the sofrim when they're called upon in a pinch to have a get ready, that they should be able to get it ready very quickly. So they made it easier for the sofrim. But Rabbi Yehuda posel b'kulan. Rabbi Yehuda says, no way. You're not allowed to write any part of a get, even if you leave out the critical stuff. You're not allowed to write any part of a get in advance. The Chachamim made a takana that a tofes of a get cannot be written without specific instructions from the husband, just like the toref cannot be written without these specific instructions from the husband. And it's not only true of Gittin, it's true of every shtar. Rabbi Lazar machshir b'kulan chutz migidin Hashem. But Rabbi Lazar says, that goes a little bit far to say that that's true of every shtar? No, for ksuba it's okay, meaning for shtari chov, shtari mekach, it's okay. It's just by gitei nashim that we don't want it, because shenemar, because of law, lishma, it's specifically by gitei nashim where you have such a din that it has to be written lishma. There's no din that shtar mekach, that shtar halva'a, that any of those things need to be lishma. So maybe get Mishnah Gimel now. Maybe get va'avad himenu. If someone is bringing get and he lost the get, mitzol the alter kasher. If he found it right away, it's kasher and he could deliver the get to his wife, because he could assume that the get he found is the very get that he lost. Vimlav pasul. But if he didn't find it right away, it took him some time to find it, then he has to be choshesh that the get that he found is not the same get that he lost, and therefore this is not the get that was written lishma, l'shem his wife, and therefore he cannot use it. But he found the get in a special package or in a special envelope or something that has a simon on it, so he knows that this is exactly what he lost. If he says, I know exactly the shape and color and markings on the envelope that my get was in, so then kosher, then the get is going to be kosher, because of course you could assume that that's the very same get. The simon on the pouch is going to be good enough. So says the Mishnah, maybe get the nicha zaken chola. What if you're bringing a get that was left by a husband, meaning that was given to you by a husband, and the husband happened to have been very old or very ill, and now you're traveling a great distance to deliver the get to his wife. You have no idea if he's still alive. It's not like in today's day and age of instant communication, meaning they literally had no idea if the person was dead or alive. alive. So Nosna b'cheskus shukayim, you could still give it with the assumption that the person is alive. We have the person's chazaka was that he was alive, and therefore that chazaka is maintained until we know otherwise. Bas Yisrael hanasula kohen, if it's a Bas Yisrael who is married to a kohen, and she's therefore allowed to eat truma, so long as she's married to a kohen, v'aloch b'ayel medinas yam, and then her husband goes on some trip far, far away, ochels b'chum b'cheskus shukayim, she can keep on eating truma with the assumption that her husband remains alive. Hashleich chatas medinas yam, if someone sends a korban chatas to be brought from medinas yam, makriv nos b'cheskus shukayim. You could, if a chatas shemesa baleha, you can't be makriv on the mizbeach. So how do I know that the guy who sent this chatas is alive? We can assume that the guy who sent this chatas is alive, and you're allowed to be makriv that korban chatas b'cheskas, that the guy who sent it is in fact alive. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Beis, we said that if someone writes Tuf Segitin, what you need to leave out is the name of the guy, the name of the girl, the date and the date. If you're writing Shtari Milvi, you need to leave out the name of the lender, the name of the borrower, the amount of money, and the date. If you're writing Shtari Mekach, you need to leave out the name of the buyer, the name of the seller, the amount of money, and the identity of the field, and the date. And we said that the Tanakhama says that all of this is Mipnei HaTakana. They wanted to make it easier for people who are Sofrim to have documents ready and at hand. But there are two other opinions. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, can't do any of this. By all shtarls, you need to write it from scratch. And Rabbi Lezer says, not by all shtarls. By other shtarls, you can have prepared forms that you just need to fill in critical information when called upon. But by Gitei Nashim, you need to write it from scratch. That's in fact our custom, that we write forms for Shtari Ksuba, but not for Gitin. For Gitin, we write it from scratch. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said someone who brings a get and he lost it for just a moment and then he finds it, he can assume that the get that he found is the one that he lost. But if it was for more than just a moment, then it's puzzle unless he has a particular siman on the envelope or the container that it was in. And then we said that for you left a person and last you saw him he was alive, even though barely, he was sick or he was old, you could assume he's still alive. So if he sent you with a get, you could deliver the get. If it's a woman whose husband went Limadina Siyam and the husband was a Kohen, she could keep eating Truma. If it was someone who sent a Karban Chatos, you can assume that you could be Makriv that Karban Chatos, because you could assume that the fellow was still alive. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet.